Okay, we're going to call the meeting to order. Apologize for the slight delay. We are having a little problem with our Microsoft Teams connection, but we will proceed undaunted. So with that, would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And Lynn, can we have the roll call?
Yes, sir. Trustee Dye?
Here.
Trustee Freckleton?
Here.
Trustee Howard is absent. Trustee Quiatek is absent. Trustee Lloyd?
Here.
Trustee Lubai?
Here.
Do we have any public participation?
No requests.
All right. With that, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. Any items to be removed or amended? Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Approved. You have agreements in for information only as attachment 11 and attachment 12. Any comments? We'll move on then to Dr. Labasso for his comments.
Thank you and Happy New Year. Just realized it's the first board meeting of the new year. And it's been, we hit the ground running with the semester starting on Tuesday. So we're busy in the enrollment area, which is, we're looking at still sitting at about an 8% increase in enrollment compared to last year. So that's some good news. And I guess this is the first board meeting since, although many of you know, that our women's soccer team won the national tournament.
Yay.
So kudos to them. And we had a great, Lloyd, thank you for being there. And Trustee Quiatek, we were able to make the welcome event, welcome back home event for the team. They really appreciated that. And our coaching staff won the coaching staff of the year by the United States Coaching Association. So they were recognized by that accolade as well. And then we also won on our esports team, as is in two semesters in a row, we won a national championship in Rocket League. So congratulations to the esports team. We just give them a round as well. At the end of the semester, last semester, we had a great end of semester presentation by our FAME group. That's the Federation of Advanced Manufacturing Education. If you remember, that's a program. We're the only chapter in Florida. It was modeled after Toyota, where we've worked with these manufacturers, and they are paying for the students' tuition. We augmented our curriculum, where they spent a couple days with us, and I think 3 days or so with their respective businesses. So they do an end of semester presentation, which was a really good thing. We also had our smart tiny house ribbon cutting at the ATC. So it's been completed, and I guess we're going to be getting it on the market here as soon as I get Rodney to tell me we can do that to sell. But we and that was a collaboration on that tiny house, not of just a construction technology program. But that incorporated our interior design students, the electrical, plumbing. So it was a collaboration of multiple disciplines, HVAC, to create this tiny house that we have. So so that's been completed, something I know we've talked about. I had an opportunity to present to the Volusia delegation in the land on our legislative priorities, and then I also went up to Flagler County and presented to the Flagler delegation as well. And again, thank you for coming to this ribbon cutting event. I think this now certainly propels our program to the highest level and will make us, I think, a destination place for emergency services. So that's it on my update. The next item I do have, Lynn is bringing it up, would be an approval request to for our revised salary plan. As we've talked about, this is something normally comes to you in June. It will come to you again in June, but it's being brought to you forward because of the FLSA changes that became effective July 1 were struck down. So we have to revise it to make sure all of our classifications now are accurate. So it's just cleaning up that work, and so we'll need a motion on that.
Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Like sign? It's approved.
Great. And now, you know, we love to celebrate our students, and we celebrate them, you know, whether it's a athletic event or activity or achievement, performing art achievement, and obviously an academic achievement. So we have several awards to give out today, and I'd like to recognize a few of our students. I'll read about them, and if they're here, have them come on. Two or three are not here?
No, two are here.
Two are here, okay. All right, great. So who is here? Christina is here?
Christina
is not here, okay. James is here? James, stand up here. James Soto, I'm gonna read a little bit about him. And Shaquin?
Shochi
Zhu is here. So if you wouldn't mind, stand for the moment, and I'll have you come on up. At the 43rd Annual Florida Association for Student Success Conference this year, three of the five student awards were given to Daytona State College students. James Soto, was awarded the Student Essay Scholarship Award, and Zuchin Zhu was awarded the English Reading Student Success Scholarship Award, which included writing an essay about a book that changed their life. So would you all please come forward to receive your award, and let's give them a round of applause. Great to see, Daytona State just winning in all aspects of what we do. So great, great news. So with that, that concludes my report.
All right, great. Thank you. We'll move on to our finance report.
We are on hold.
This all worked earlier. We have tested it multiple times.
It's all right, Lynn. Marty has memorized his presentation, so.
Oh, yeah.
He remembers the bar charts.
Right.
Right. Good afternoon. We're going to start with my financial presentation for the period ending December 31st, 2024, to conclude our calendar year. So that's 6 months through our fiscal year, 50% mark. We'll keep that in mind as we go through. All right. So from a revenue standpoint, we've now collected $23.2 million, or 80% of our tuition and fee revenues. $28.1 million, or 42% of our state revenues. The state revenues always lag. You might remember from prior years, our lottery funds don't kick in until the month of February. So this will pick up a little bit and for the remainder of the year. We've collected $2.8 million, or 40% of our other revenue sources, $5.3 million, or 100% of our board-approved transfers. So to date, through December 31st, we've now collected $59.4 million, or 55% of our overall operational budget of $108 million. All right. Now, taking a look at the college expenditures to date, again, 6 months into the year, we've now expended $33.7 million, or 45% of our personnel budget. We've got obligated $20.9 million, or 76% of our current expense budget. Of that, $15 million of actual expenditures to date, and the remaining $5.9 million is encumbered with open purchase orders. We've obligated $1.5 million, or 29% of the capital outlay budget. And of that number, you can see actual expenditures of $625,000 roughly, and remaining encumbrances of $920,000. So to date, through the midway point, we've now obligated $56.2 million, or 52% of the overall budget. And if you take away the encumbrances, we've expended $49.4 million, or 45.7% of our overall budget. So I think both sides of the equation look really well at the midway point. We're revenues on track and looking good. Certainly tuition and fees, as Tom alluded to. You'll see that here in an upcoming slide where I show it as well. And then expenditures are looking well too. You seem to be right on track or underspent where you would where we'd be at the midway point. Okay, this is our carry forward funds for Fund 1 operating fund. You can see we started the year with $25.5 million carryover. Of that, 5% state required reserve is the $6 million. Board designated of $1.6 million roughly. Unallocated reserves of about $17.1 million. And then we rolled over open purchase orders and other designations of $739,000. So our net projected fund balance through the December 31st time period would be the $22 million roughly, or about 26%. Okay. Taking a look at the comparison of revenues collected year over year, you can see we've now collected 55% of our revenue budget. At the same point in time last year, we collected 53% of our budget. So again, right on track from a revenue collection standpoint, looking good. Here's the slide I was alluding to, student tuition and fee revenue, three-year analysis. You can see the old 2 years, just over $21 million, 21.3, last year 21.5, and a good boost this year, just $23.2 million. So in dollars, that's $1,674,000 roughly, or just under 8%, as Dr. Labasso alluded to, about 7.8% if you do the math on the revenue. So great, yeah, we're looking great. If you remember, we budgeted 3% up from last year's actual, so to be up 8%, it's given it a nice boost in the revenue budget. So we're pleased there. Okay, shifting over to our expenditures year over year, you can see we expended 45% of our personnel budget through December 31st. Last year at this time, we had 43% of it expended. Obligated 76% of our current expense budget. Last year at this time, we had obligated 68%. And then lastly, our capital outlay budget, we've now obligated 29% versus 48% last year. Okay, shifting the emphasis over from Fund 1 to Fund 7, our major capital projects and the major funding sources are outlined here. And the summary of this slide is the very next one. So as you can see, we've now, we started the year with a fund balance of roughly $49.3 million. Revenue received to date is the $10.9 million. We've obligated $38.8 million in ongoing projects. Of that amount, we've expended $32.1 million, and the remaining $6.7 million roughly is encumbered at this time. So our net fund balance per this report, December 31st, is a fund balance of $21.4 million. And of that amount, we've got committed $7.8 million and uncommitted and available $13.5 million roughly. Okay, taking a look at the major capital projects that we, the active projects in progress right now. There are 19 that hit the $250,000 threshold that come at a cost of $50.4 million total. This list hasn't changed a whole lot since the last board meeting, so I'll highlight what the one addition was, and it's there at the bottom. We're doing the site work improvements project in preparation for the Res Hall 2 project. So that is roughly $980,000 or so, just under $1 million, I know, is the size of that project. And the fencing is up. We're getting started as we speak. Should have that one done here in several months, I think, is the completion date. Yeah, June of 2025, I guess, is what we put on here. So that's the new project for this particular meeting from last. If we shift over to our completed projects, we also had one added here, and that is our Weatherall Center balcony roof phase two. So that project did get completed in the month of November, and it was on time and on budget, I can happily say. So good, always good to see some wrap up, and I think we have some right there on the cusp that are just, we're just looking to close out some purchase orders, invoices, get some final billings done, and we'll see those hopefully in the next month or so on the board report. So that includes the financial report for the month through the month of December, unless there's any questions or comments on that. Okay. And we'll pause here for a moment as
Marty, while we're pausing, I know you did report on it. How are student tuition collections doing versus delinquencies? I know you do that occasionally. We get a report. You may not have the answer.
Yeah, and I don't have it at my fingertips, yeah. Trustee Dye, but I can certainly we can take a look. We're always having AR balance, and at year end, June 30th is when we really sure that up and do the analysis, the write offs that are 3 years old. And we'll bring that forward certainly then. But if you want to see something sooner, I can we can pull something
maybe
together.
Maybe just for the next meeting.
Yeah.
Marty, in terms of with tuition, being up, would you say our net surplus is going to be up sizably?
It's a fair statement to make, Gary. The thing that spins around in my head is we've also paid up this year a little bit on health insurance as we've migrated over to the new state plan. We'll see where it all falls out, but I'm hoping we'll be a net positive because the tuition fee revenue, that's a substantial percent, right? If we budget 3%, we're up about 5%. If it holds, that's a good chunk of change. Yeah. But so was the state health insurance.
I don't know what kind of corresponding expenses you might have.
Mm-hmm. But right now, as you saw in the report, we are projecting a still a pretty good fund balance rollover, through the midway point. So we'll see how it shakes out.
Marty, the state health care, though, that wasn't that taken out of a reserve account?
It's coming out of fund balance. This is that 7 month. We put it on our spending plan that we brought to the board. It's even more than. Maybe we estimated at that point. It might be a little bit more. I want to get with HR and payroll and look at, now that we got a month, I want to look at a couple of months and see what that monthly amount is, not only for this year, but projecting, of course, for next year's budget as we get into the...
I think my point is, I think that's getting taken care of out of a reserve account. So the overall budget will be, that you'll see that reduction, but if you're looking just at operating versus expense within the year, that will
come out of the current revenue sources. It's coming out of existing fund balance that we've rolled over, the slide that I show earlier where we have fund one rollover out of those reserves essentially is where it it comes out of in practice, yeah.
So year to year, date to date, operating expense, we should definitely be in the good there.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. The next item is are any payments over $50,000, our board informational item that we bring each meeting. We got 2 months this time around. First month is November, all payments over 50. And then the second slide there that Lynn popped up is the December, month of December, all payments over 50. Again, we review these internally, put it together, nothing unusual, just ordinary business here, so. And then my final item is a memo for deferred maintenance. You all might recall every time we come in June to bringing forward the new budget, we also bring forward a memo to help fund deferred maintenance and renovation and remodel. We kind of two branches. So we did the same thing in June this year. However, we've had some very sizable repairs and maintenance jobs and work being done on our campuses this year. Anything from roofs to weatherproofing buildings has been a costly one, but a crucial one. The hurricanes have kind of exposed us there in some of our older facilities. Paving projects, you name it. You probably noticed a lot around the campus, certainly on Daytona campus, some of the work we've been doing, HVACs. So the money didn't stretch as far as it might in prior years because of the sizable nature of the projects. So what we're asking here is simply to fund $1 million for the remainder of this fiscal year dedicated to just repairs and maintenance. We're doing fine in the renovation and remodeling bucket in that particular budget, but the more traditional maintenance repair items is becoming depleted, and we need more funding to make it through the rest of the fiscal year. So we'll need board action on that particular item.
Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, like sign. Approved.
Thank you very much. That concludes.
Okay. Facilities.
Just making sure the slide changed.
Yeah.
All right, so just three items on the agenda for today. Two are related. The first item is the airframe aircraft power plant facility that we are proposing to be constructed here at the Daytona Beach Airport. So in October, the board approved the final rankings for the architect and design firm. The winner of that was Hausmann Architect Group. We've gone through negotiations with their fees and come to a service amount of $1,209,170 plus $5,000 in reimbursable expenses. So we are recommending that the board approve architects and design services for Hausmann Architects for the aircraft airframe mechanics power facility in the amount of $1,214,170.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Approved.
All right. Staying in the same facility, we had CM at Risk go out for this same facility. We had 17 contractors meeting the minimum qualifications that were notified for this facility, aircraft, airframe, mechanic, and power. We had four construction firms that actually applied and submitted submittals. Those were Ajax, Barton Malloy, Perry McCall, and the Haskell Company. After interviews, utilizing our interview committee, we selected three firms in this particular order. Barton Malloy Builders was the first ranking firm, followed by Perry McCall and the Haskell Company. So it is recommended the Board of Trustees approve the aforementioned ranking for the Daytona Aircraft Airframe Mechanics and Air Power Plant Mechanics Building to move forward with negotiations pursuant to Statute 287-055.
Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Approved.
All right, so we are back in DeLand. So as Dr. Labasso alluded to in the ribbon cutting, September of last year, the board approved final rankings for architect and design of the DeLand Campus Building 1 and Building 8 Emergency Services Training Center remodel. So that's phase 3 of where we are in this campus. We were just at phase 1. Phase 2 is going to be the driving pad that we visited in the tactical training pavilion. Phase 3 is a remodel of Building 8 and Building 1. Staff negotiated fees for this work with Spiesel Architect Group, which was the firm that was chosen. The amount of the contract is $289,250, and in reimbursables not to exceed $5,000. So we're recommending that the board approve the contract for architect and design with Spiesel Architect Group for the DeLand Campus Building 1 and 8 Emergency Services Training Center.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, like sign? Approved.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, move on to academic affairs.
It's where all the really exciting things are happening, I assure you. So
yes.
It's hard to follow facilities. New facilities are always fun. We have three items for approval and one for an information item today coming from academic affairs. Our first item for approval is a new program in radiologic and imaging sciences. This is a baccalaureate program, and this program is designed for medical imaging professionals who have AS degrees to be able to acquire a baccalaureate degree so they can have career advancement as managers and working in other areas within the healthcare industry. If anybody has any questions on this program, I'm happy to try to answer those, but otherwise we are recommending that the Board of Trustees approve the offering of this program by Daytona State.
What do you expect the class size to be?
This class size it's actually open to a variety of medical imaging professionals, and so we are anticipating that we'll have 24 would be our max, but we can open that up to more. I think that much like our cardiopulmonary, we might have some smaller classes as we get started, but there's definitely a need within the community, and we have the support of the local healthcare providers.
Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Any additional questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign? It's approved.
All right, excellent. Thank you. The second that we are presenting today is actually a major program change, and it feels very fitting that this is coming forward today. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement has made some adjustments to the curriculum requirements for the correctional officer recruit training for that vocational certificate. And so this change in the program is simply to come in alignment with what is in the new curricular content. And the recommendation is that the Board of Trustees approves the revisions to this curricular content.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, like sign? Approved.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. And our third item that we're bringing forward for approval is a new course. It is called Introduction to Social Research. The faculty have identified that there is a gap at times for our students as they transfer to the four-year universities in terms of being prepared for research initiatives within those courses. And so they have proposed, and this has been approved by our curriculum committee, an Introduction to Social Research. It's 3 semester hours, and if anybody has any questions about the course beyond that, this will include IRB training, ethical reasoning, teamwork, critical thinking skills. It'll be a nice round out for students looking to transfer for the four-year university, and our recommendation is that the board approve the addition of this course to our offerings.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, like sign? Approved.
Okay, excellent. And then our final item is an information item. As you know, each semester we bring forward the cost of instructional materials, and this is the report for the spring semester. If anybody has any questions, I'm happy to answer those. And that concludes my report.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Enrollment management.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I am seeking approval for the 2026-2027 academic calendar. A couple of years ago, we decided to go a year ahead because it does assist us with planning for financial aid, for student accounts, and then overall academic preparation for the following year. So we will start the fall semester from August 24th of 2026 through December 16th, 2026. Spring semester will be January 19th, 2027 through March 7th, 2027. And we're looking at the commencement ceremonies to be held May 11th, 2027. Summer terms also will start May 17th through August 11th of 2027. So seeking your approval.
I think it's a great idea that we approve a calendar for 26-27. So anyway, is there a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
When it's moved and second, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Like sign? Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're in business. All right, constituent heads.
Yes. Okay. First up is our one and only student government president, Natasha Powell. I discovered at the tiny house ribbon cutting, how many classes are you taking this semester?
I was taking 19 credits in the fall.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. So, and I took 20 in the spring, so.
And 20 in the spring, so.
Still smiling.
But she's still smiling and still able to come to these events. So that was a little trivia, a little Natasha Powell trivia. So she's taking quite a bit more than the average load, so. Overachiever that she is.
Well, only could be done because of Daytona State College and the provisions they make, so I'm thankful. but good afternoon, everyone. I hope that you all had a wonderful and blessed Christmas break and a very happy new year. I'm excited to share what SGA was a part of for the last couple months of 2024, so this would be November and December.
So who's going to fucking make the presentation on the audio video equipment?
I was looking for Roberto. Did we not feed the squirrels enough there to get things moving here? Actually, she can.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so our first event for the November, we had our International Cultural Festival on the 24th, on the 14th. And this was a wonderful event. We had different clubs participating by representing one or more countries. And students had a wonderful opportunity to learn about the different cultures and also to experience some and taste some great food. So it was a very fun event. We also had a cultural dance program by the Falcon Dance Program, and that was a lot of fun as well. So a wonderful, well-attended event. Then on the 20th, we had our Native American Day, and we assisted PTK with this, And again, students had a wonderful opportunity to learn about Native American culture through interactive poster boards and also try some cultural food, which was a lot of fun. I would also like to make mention of the fact that PTK, through their hard work and dedication, has reached five-star status for the 2024 school year. So we're very proud of them and excited to continue collaborating with them in the spring semester. We assisted Residence Life with their first ever Friendsgiving dinner, and this was a lot of fun. Students came together to enjoy good food, company, and give thanks for the many blessings we're blessed with. And then our last event of the fall semester was our winter celebration, which involved a tree lighting ceremony and lots of fun events. We had lots of crafts, including crafting ornaments, building holiday houses, and a ping pong tournament, which was a lot of fun. And as you can see on the left, this was our winner for the holiday house competition. So lots of creativity and fun. It was a very well-attended event. We had lots of students coming, and it was just different things going on throughout the building. So very well-attended, and students, we had a lot of positive feedback, so a lot of students really enjoyed it. And then lastly, to wrap up the fall semester, SGA threw a fun little Christmas party. And again, we also decorated ornaments and we made some holiday houses as well and had a white elephant gift exchange. So it was a fun way to have some team building but also reflect on a very successful and wonderful fall semester. And so that wraps up the fall semester. Some upcoming spring events we have include all of our welcome back events. We have the ATC Gaming System Grand Opening in February, as well as the Engineering Exploration Day at the ATC campus. And then we have our Falcon Spring Festival, which will be in March. And not pictured here will also be our Black History Discussion, as well as the Women's History Discussion in February and March, respectively. So very excited for these upcoming events, and I'm looking forward to a wonderful spring semester. So that is all I have. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Natasha. Thank you. Okay, Administrative Counselor Naris Inman.
Just gonna go ahead and practically walk slow. There you
go. Good work.
There you go.
Can't dance, but I will model
a suit. There you go.
Like that. All right. Oh, that was actually pretty quick. Good afternoon. I'm very happy to be before you again, presenting on behalf of the Administrators Council. For quite a few years now, the Admin Council has been able to spread holiday cheer by donating signed cards to Volusia County residents that are registered with the Council on Aging. And so this year, before we left for the holiday break, we were able to continue that tradition. We set up tables at all seven campuses this year, including the new Journal Center. And that led to participation from quite a few of our department leaderships. And so we have a few pictures here. This one on the screen is set up at the main campus. We had representation from financial services, comptroller's offices, office facility services, campus safety as well. We had the College of Arts and Sciences represented. Academic Affairs is represented here, the Husseini College of Hospitality and Management, Facilities Planning. On our visit at the New Journal Center, we had Facility Services there as well. Our nursing students over in Deltona, they came out and signed, as well as some staff from academic advising and the assessment services. So this year was quite impressive, and this is just a picture of the drop-off to the representative at the Council on Aging. This year, we normally donate about 500 cards. This year we got a request for 1,000 cards, and we were able to exceed that. So thank you to everyone who was able to make it out. A special shout out to the foundation. They actually donated about 50 signed cards that they had already circulated within their area.
So we were able to exceed that 1,000 car donation. Very excited about this spring semester. The Administrative Council is excited to support the Daytona State College Day of Service that is happening this Saturday at 8 o'clock for the Southeast Volusia Habitat for Humanity. We're going out to complete this project, and this is just one of many that we're looking forward to joining in efforts. It's open college-wide to all faculty and staff, not just the Administrators Council. So we're looking forward to bringing some more projects before you, and that's the report I have for you today. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I will be there Saturday morning, hammer in hand. All right. Yeah, do you have any openings, Alan, for me? Career Employees Association, John Penny.
No tech with this one. Just short, we had our basket drawing in December, drew the winners during our CEA meeting, brought in $1,375. So we were really excited about that, and that was a lot of excitement going around during the ticket buying phase. And I want to tell you all that we're still getting together. I had a meeting yesterday about how the different constituencies can work better together, and looking forward to some more planning on that and talk and get that going. Thought we might have been there already, but it was just too much to get done in that amount of time.
Thank you. And Faculty Senate, Paul Capps.
I had a truly great PowerPoint presentation ready to go. Lynn says it was just too technical.
Sure. For
back me up, Lynn. Back me up. Yeah. All right. Yeah, thank you. Again, brief report. Faculty Senate has not conducted any business since the last meeting from the fall term. The first thing on our agenda is in February, we intend to present a slate of candidates for Faculty Senate President, Faculty Senate Vice President, and our Senator at Large. Once we do that, the next item of business will be the selection of a student for our Faculty Senate Award for the student convocation in April, or the $500 cash award that we give at that time. And then probably after that, Faculty Senate Awards, the nominations and those, the voting for that. And I'm sure other business will crop up, but at this point, we're waiting for that. So thank you.
Thanks, Paul. And for professional counsel, April Bruning. Is April here? No update. Okay, no update from President. So that concludes the constituent head report.
All right. So our board chair's report is going to be brief because he's not here. So I'll lead out and say, first of all, I should have opened with this. Happy New Year. It's going to be tough to top 2024, but I think we're off to a very, very good start, including the events today. I also would like to take this time to congratulate our Senate nominee, Ashley Moody. And I think it's fitting that we did the ribbon cutting here today, because there's no better champion in the state of Florida for law enforcement than Attorney General Ashley Moody. And now to be our U.S. Senator, she's going to do a phenomenal job. And so congratulations. And the events today for the Law Enforcement and Emergency Medical Services Training Center, this is state of the art, and you heard the speeches, but really I think we have to take in the significance of this moment and what it's going to mean for the next 60 years for Daytona State College and for Volusia and Flagler counties. It's an amazing accomplishment, and I was commenting to Gary and Lloyd, it's so wonderful to see something from the very beginning of the inception of it, you know, the idea, the concept, and then to cut the ribbon at the manifestation of that intent. And it's really, really something. So, these folks get out there and protect us day in and day out. And, they're the unsung heroes. And so let's sing their praises right now, because this is amazing. So what a great day, and super proud of Daytona State College in that achievement. And with that, I will conclude my remarks and pass it along. So next, why don't we start with Gary? You usually bring up the tail end.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Just want to echo the comments about the program today. It's just so exciting to see, particularly the people that are going to benefit from and utilize these facilities that we've, you know, had constructed out here. The excitement that they had about it as well. So that, you know, kudos to our real estate group. Alan, you and your team, you got to see all these projects through, and you got a lot of balls to juggle. And also the Bachelor of Radiologic and Imaging Science program. What a great addition. Again, just one more example of us adapting and adopting to the environment that is needed for the people that we ultimately serve in our communities. When you look at the needs of our health services and so forth, it's just, you know, a great example of that. Last, I'll just, on behalf of Kristen Hansen, I'll point out for the board members, you've got this on your table right now. It's a songwriter showcase. Kristen asked me to help her get a couple of songwriters, and basically we did this at Plantation Bay for a couple of years back, a few years ago, and wanted to restart that, but do it at the Hosini Center. It's going to be on February 21st. Wendell Mobley and Lee Thomas Miller will be the writers. They'll tell the stories behind their hits and perform them. And if you get a chance, go out to, I was telling Randy this earlier, go out and look up Wendell Mobley and Kenny Chesney doing There Goes My Life song on YouTube. And you'll almost say, Wendell sounds a lot better than Kenny on that song. And both of them are incredible performers and great storytellers as well.
Great. Trustee Dye.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. I think it's really fun. I enjoy the events today. But I also think about, I looked across and saw all the number of recruits. And then, of course, the veterans that were around that you invited to come, and veteran police officers. And it says a lot about a community. You know, we're not just raising up new police officers. We're really contributing to the culture of a community, and I think that's pretty impressive. I know that over the last few years, picking a career in law enforcement probably hasn't been the most popular. It's certainly not been very easy, but because of the way that we treat it around here, it's not only, it's definitely worth investing in. You can see the needs of our community as it grows, both with new degrees for healthcare and health services, because we grow and people need more, and certainly law enforcement. It's terrific. It's great to be a practical institution, to be a part of a practical institution that spends money, invests it in things that you can see and contribute and see what kind of a difference they make to a community. So well done, everybody. The presentation was great. You know, even though all the facilities aren't quite done, you can see what it's going to be like, and it's very, very, very exciting. So well done, thank you, and without a doubt, go Falcons.
Hey. All right, Trustee Freckleton.
Yeah, it's a great day to be a Falcon.
Amen.
And what a better day. I mean,
when I got up this morning, it was cloudy, overcast, sprinkling, whatever. And by the time we started the ceremony, the sun was out, it wasn't as cold, and we're all feeling good. But I want to talk mainly today about our sports teams. And they're fantastic. I was here for the women's soccer final in the student center. I was watching that. And, I mean, they were just tremendous. They came back, they went to overtime, and they won the game. And then to wait for them to return to the stadium on the buses, they got that police escort up there. They got off and they were so jubilant because the fans were in the stand, they were all getting cheered. And also that these young ladies, I mean, well, most of the teams anyway, they have a high GPA score. You couldn't ask for anything better. I don't think they have to push them. They just have to watch them grow. And then we think about the ladies' golf. And I didn't get a chance to see much of their games this past year because I had some medical issues, but fantastic. What is it, 9 out of 10?
11.
11?
11 national championships.
11 national championships. I mean, fantastic.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but, you know, I'll go out on the practice team once in a while, and they're out there warming up, and you see them, and you go, well, I better go to the end of the practice team. You don't want to look.
I know what you mean. But it's amazing. And I don't think they get enough coverage from local TV or what they call a newspaper, the news journal here. I mean, they just haven't pushed out how great this college is, how great this sports. And I mean, it's only a couple of years that we have had ladies and men's soccer. I mean, and they're winning. And they're making us and the community look good. It's fantastic. And I'm now watching the men's and women's basketball teams. Women, you know, they're up and down, but the men, I mean, they have 2 6'9" set of twins, and they are slamming that ball in. They are slamming that ball in. I mean, this past game that they had, well, they won by about 4 points, but the game before, they won by almost 30 points. I mean, they're fantastic, and if they keep going, I think they're going to make it all the way, probably to a championship. We never know, but they're that good. And I encourage people to come on out and watch the games. I know sometimes it's hard because of your schedule and everything. I don't have a job, so I can come. This is my only job right here. But I just like getting involved with the sports and watching these kids, young people, play. And on that note, I'll say, Tom, excellent job. Keep it up. And your whole staff, I know they're behind everything that we do here. And it's always a pleasure to be here and go to this. Thank you.
You have another unemployed neighbor in Flagler County that maybe he can carpool with you now that he's retired.
I think he has to settle into retirement first before he starts expanding.
I went one time, and I think it was my behavior that's caused me never to get an invitation to come back.
we're going to do we're going to coordinate another trustee night, you know, where we'll watch the women and the men play. So we'll do that and invite foundation board members and even some other community members that are supportive of our athletics have expressed interest in coming out. So I think we'll do at least one of those nights again, and obviously you're all welcome to come. And both teams are good. They're very exciting to watch. So we'll see where this season brings us. So,
let's hope that we can bring some of our former trustees to extend the invitation.
We'll do.
Love to see them again and have them included in the fun. And I did want to mention before I forget again, the board professional development opportunities included in your materials. If you want to enhance your expertise as a trustee, I encourage you to do so. And with that, we are adjourned.